1050 CHUM. If you have a question about any story in the news, call the CHUM News Hotline. 870-9125 is the number. Selected questions will be answered Sunday nights on CHUM Report. 1050 CHUM at 1042. Taking our time, our long, long time with Boston. And before that, My Sharona with the knack at Stairway to Heaven with Fred Zeppelin. You're with Gore James. Next time you gas up at golf, ask for a CHUM car sign and stick it on the rear window of your car. For a chance to win a weekend in New York and see The Who live.
If you've shopped at a Byway store, you know how great the bargains are on family clothing, footwear, bedding and linen, health and beauty aids, and much more. Now, Byway announces the grand opening of their biggest store right in the downtown core at 247 Young, opposite the Eaton Center. And it happens Monday at 9 a.m. sharp. Byway, coming your way with good quality at low discount prices on Young, opposite the Eaton Center.
Tell Wendy's what you love on a hot and juicy hamburger.
A little onion, a little cheese, a little tomato.
Ketchup, onions, mustard.
Lettuce and tomato and mayo. At Wendy's old-fashioned hamburgers, you get lots of your favorite toppings. Anyone who offers less is giving you less of a hamburger.
Visit Wendy's at 1460 Kennedy Road at Ellesmere.
Summertime's the greatest.
Oh, yeah, summertime.
Hey, the time is here for a great taste of beer. Say, oh, be when the good times are here.
Long summer days.
On a perfect day, always coming your way. When good fun and good friends are near.
Water skiing.
Yeah.
Barefoot skiing.
Oh, yeah.
Nice cool breeze.
Oh, yeah.
And nice cold beer.
OV.
Get together again. With good friends, say OV when you're feeling free.
Summertime, summertime.
Hey, canoe trip.
Oh, yeah.
Just say OV for a great tasting beer. OV. Oh, yeah. OV. Oh, yeah. Just say OV.
Oh, yeah. Summertime.
You just say OV.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You just say OV.
Oh, yeah.
Gear up for action this weekend at Dragway Park.
Dragway Park, Cayuga, Ontario.
See diesels, 18-wheelers, vans, 4x4s, and pickups dragging the quarter mile for a kick at the Cotting O'Keefe Awards during Dragway Park's fourth annual Truck and Van Challenge. See Roger Gustin's 250-mile-an-hour jet dragster and a whole lot more. Time trials Saturday, live music Saturday night, elimination starts Sunday at 3, and camping all weekend long. Dragway Park, 3 miles southwest of Cayuga, just off Highway 3. From the CHUM Concert Guide, Rush and FM appear at Varsity Stadium on September 2. Kiss and New England perform at Maple Leaf Gardens tomorrow, and Kansas comes to the Gardens August 16th. It's 10:45. We all need love, don't we?
Yeah!
From CHUM. CHUM, it's 10:48. This is Gore James with you on the weekend, a holiday weekend, too. And the weather's going to be super. If you don't get a tan this weekend. 10:50 CHUM with Nikki Lowe. And you got to be cruel to be kind. Blondie before that, Heart of Glass, and we all need love. We need some more Dominic Triano. It's 10:55 with Gore James on CHUM.
You're shopping the smart way at Parkway.
On Wednesday, August 15th, there's something happening. New, fresh, marvelously alive. The merchants and management are pleased to announce the opening of Parkway. This fully enclosed and climate-controlled mall of over 70 stores and services is a glittering array of what's fashionable and fun. And what's more, it's all for you. The official ribbon-cutting ceremonies will take place Wednesday, August 15th at 9 a.m.
You're shopping the smart way at Parkway.
Along with the grand opening specials in stores throughout the mall, there are valuable prizes to win. From your first visit, you'll be convinced that Parkway is the place for you and your family. Soon everyone will be shopping the smart way.
You're shopping the smart way at Parkway.
Parkway. At the corner of Victoria Park and Ellesmere, just south of the 401.
Suzuki goes the distance. Suzuki rides away.
Right now, you can save $300 on any Suzuki GS1000 Street Machine. Four models, all engineered for superior performance and handling. Balanced design on a powerful Suzuki four-stroke engine make the GS1000 some of the best motorcycles on the street today. And today is the best day for you to see what they're all about. Your Suzuki dealer's got a GS1000 to fit your style and a deal to fit your wallet. Make your best deal with him, and then Suzuki will send you an extra $300. Right, $300 and 1,000 cc's of performance. That Suzuki's gonna keep you saving too. EPA rated at 55 miles per gallon for more bucks in your pocket and fun on the road. Offer expires August 31st. See your Suzuki dealer today.
Suzuki goes the distance. Suzuki rides away.
See Brampton Cycle Limited for big savings and great bikes. Brampton Cycle Limited's at 379 Main Street North in Brampton.
Family fun is priority one at Family Kartways, the biggest and most exciting asphalt go-kart track in the whole world. Every go-kart is tuned to a hair trigger and tested absolutely safe for everybody in your family. No waiting, because Family Kartways has over 100 rentals, plus go-karts for sale as little as $500. Take the 401 to Highway 12, then go north 4 miles to Family Kartways, where family fun is priority one. Daily and nightly till 10, Sundays till 9.
Family Kartways.
Toronto weekend weather is going to be super. A few clouds tonight, low of 18. Saturday, mostly sunny and a high of 30. And for Sunday, it's going to be sunny. 23 degrees now at Chum. It's 11 o'clock on Chum. And here with the news is Kathy Danford.
Thanks, Gord. Good news in the weather. It's going to be clear overnight with a low near 18. And tomorrow is going to be hot and humid. In the news tonight, a tragic story this afternoon involving children at a daycare center in North York. 2-year-old April Dale is dead and 1-year-old Kimberly Hunt suffered cuts in a bizarre knife attack. Police have charged 42-year-old Clifford Mayfield of no fixed address with murder and attempted murder. The attack happened at a townhouse at 4707 Jane Street, just north of Finch. Margaret Mayfield runs a babysitting service from her home. 11 children were there today. She went out for a time and left the kids in the care of her 18-year-old son. The man went into the home and all hell broke loose. According to neighbors, children came running out of the house screaming and crying. The man came screaming out on the street as well. One neighbor, Al LaPointe, lives in an apartment building across the street, and he was on the balcony at the time.
Nothing really, except him out in the road here screaming.
What was he screaming?
I killed the baby.
And then what happened?
I phoned the police. Then I come downstairs and they had him locked up.
Does this thing shake you up?
Yeah, it does, yeah, when it comes to kids, yeah.
Anything like this ever happened in this area before?
No, not that I remember, not as far as kids go.
The suspect was caught by a truck driver who stopped, grabbed him, and held him until the police arrived. Other neighbors helped the children. Two were rushed to hospital. April Dale died en route. Kimberly Hunt of 4909 Jane Street had stitches and was released to her parents. Police have still not identified the body of a man whose body was retrieved from the Atlantic yesterday and who is believed to have been one of 5 passengers aboard a luxury houseboat which sank off the Gaspé Peninsula July the 22nd. The man, believed to be about 50 years old, had been held afloat by 2 life jackets bearing the name of the missing craft, Jaguar V. Last week, the body of Diane Labonte Despa, a 29-year-old woman from Hull, was found with $3,600 stuffed in her bathing suit. Miss Despa is believed to have been cruising aboard the houseboat with 4 other passengers. It's 11:02. It'll be clear overnight with a low near 18, and right now it's 23 degrees. Civil aviation inspectors have welcomed a public inquiry into air safety announced by Transport Minister Don Mazankowski today. A spokesman for the aviation inspectors, Lamar Stanford, says the inquiry is long overdue. The inspectors made their concerns known to Mazankowski while he was still the opposition transport critic. Stanford says there has been a 20% drop in the number of aircraft inspectors during the past year because of a contract dispute with the government, and he says it's affected aviation safety standards. Stanford says the inquiry will be an excellent chance for the Transport Department to tighten procedures and legislation and correct shortcomings within the system. American Airlines has filed a protest with the Civil Aeronautics Board in Washington against Air Canada's fall seat sale. The protest, contained in a telegram to the board from American Airlines Vice President William D. Stewart Jr., asks the CAB to refuse Air Canada permission to offer its discount prices on U.S. routes until American Super Saver and discount coupon fares are accepted by the Canadian government. The U.S. airline contends the Air Canada discounts are unfair competition because the Canadian Transport Commission won't approve the special discounts being offered by American Airlines and some of its U.S. carriers for travel to this country. British Columbia motorists queued to top off their tanks today after a strike by gasoline delivery truck drivers cut off supplies to many service stations there. A score of stations in the Vancouver area were forced to shut down when their pumps ran dry. Those still open said business was booming. Lineups were common, but customers were well behaved. The situation was better outside the Vancouver area, but service station operators in Kamloops and Nanaimo on Vancouver Island said their pumps would be empty by early next week if no fresh deliveries got through. Gulf Canada Limited announced that it would seek a BC Supreme Court injunction to limit the number of pickets outside its distribution plant in the Vancouver suburb of Burnaby following an incident of picket line violence this morning. Four tank trucks driven by supervisory personnel were pelted with rocks and had tires flattened as they made their way through a picket line outside the plant. Brake failure on one truck was believed to have been caused deliberately, but there were no injuries reported. A warning out tonight about Chofree. It's an infant formula made by Syntex Limited, and parents are advised to stop using Chofree immediately and return any unopened supplies to the drugstore where they were purchased to receive a refund. And if you've been using it, you are advised to take your child to a doctor if he or she has any of the following symptoms: failure to gain weight, loss of appetite, lethargy, or constipation. Parents are also advised to consult a doctor to decide on a replacement formula. Chofree, used primarily for infants, thought to be intolerant to sugars, may have been manufactured with salt levels that were much too low. Syntex is recalling the product throughout Canada in consultation with the Health Protection Branch. W.C. McGregor, the president of the Brotherhood of Railway and Airline Clerks, has called on members to support 2,700 striking freight handlers at CP Express. In a letter to the union's 20,000 members, McGregor says the strike will be one of the greatest challenges the union has faced in its 60-year history. The CP workers have been off the job now for nearly a month. More than 1,300 pilots, flight attendants, and mechanics went on strike today against World Airways, the largest charter airline in the United States. The strike threatens rescue flights for thousands of Southeast Asian refugees. World Airways says it hopes the striking workers will have enough compassion to continue the rescue flights, but union officials say those who do will be considered strike breakers. If you're flying to England in the next while, be ready for long lineups through customs, as customs officers in air and seaports in England have begun a two-week work-to-rule slowdown. The workers are protesting government plans to reduce staff. The job action has caused delays of up to 90 minutes for passengers on flights from Heathrow Airport, which is just outside London. Six men were arrested in a raid in Fort Lauderdale, Florida today and charged with possession of more than 7 tons of marijuana valued at more than $3.5 million. The marijuana was seized from two yachts docked in the back of two plush waterfront homes. The U.S. Department of Energy says it has conducted an underground nuclear test in Nevada. The explosion was in the range of 50 to 150 kilotons. The nuclear test was the eighth announced by the United States government this year. Voters in Iran went to the polls today to elect a 73-member assembly. The assembly is scheduled to convene later this month to draw up a new constitution. Voters had little privacy and, in some cases, little choice other than the candidates in the Islamic Republic Party, led by Ayatollah Khomeini. Final results of the election will be public on Monday. Well, here's a gift for the man who has everything. Buy him $12 million worth of Manhattan's Swank 21 Club. That's exactly what Baroness Alexandra de Parvana did today for her husband's birthday. So, Gord, they tell me that means I can't give it to you for your birthday. So I'll just have to think up something more original. Enough of this dreaming. Let's go over to Gord James without his restaurant for a little rock talk.
Okay, thank you, Kath. Led Zeppelin plays its first concert in a long, long time. Chum's Richard Skinner, he's on top of things.
The lineup for tomorrow's performance has at last been finalized. In addition to the headlining Led Zeppelin, the program features Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Fairport Convention, and latecomers the Commander Cody Band. Also on the bill, Southside Johnny. He flew into London today, and I asked him what he thinks of the Led Zepp crowd.
I don't know. It's a question that I've been answering myself. I don't know what kind of an audience Led Zeppelin gets. I've never seen them live, and they haven't played in quite a while, so who knows who's going to come out. But we'll do our best, and hope we live through it.
Last year you played the Crystal Palace here in London. Well, that was a very successful gig, and a lot of people thought that you were about to make your breakthrough in terms of records over here at that time. It didn't happen then, and I'm wondering whether you got any theories as to why it didn't happen at that time.
I don't know why that is. I think people sometimes don't know how to take us. They know we're good live, but they don't know in what category to put us as far as what kind of a band, what kind of music we play. So they're a little hesitant to buy the albums for fear that it doesn't fit in with what they're supposed to like or something like that.
This time tomorrow, Southside Johnny will be recovering from performing on the Nebworth stage, and I'll be at the show reporting on how Led Zeppelin's return to live performance has gone. This is Richard Skinner in London for Chum Radio.
And now here's Jeannie Becker with a Chum Report on making brew.
If you want to know how beer's made, it makes sense to talk to a brewmaster. That's what Harry Hare is for Labatt's here in Toronto. He's worked for the company 32 years now, so he knows the art of beer making inside out, including the big question, what's the difference between a lager and an ale? Harry says it's all in the fermentation.
When you make lager beer, such as Blue, you use a bottom fermenting yeast, and that's because of the characteristic of the yeast. As it ferments, it is in the brew. As it's through fermenting, it settles out and lies in the bottom of the tank. The ale yeast, when it's fermenting, it's rolling around in the brew, fine, but at the end of fermentation or during fermentation, it rises up to the surface and you skim it off the top of the brew.
And despite what most people think, the quality of beer is just as good now as it was years ago.
We have a very sophisticated quality control department that ensures that every batch is made pretty well the same. So that I think we probably got variations in the beer from one week to the other, say 30 years ago. So, but basically the beer is made pretty well the same. The aging time's about the same. People talk about using chemicals. We don't use any chemicals.
At Labatt's, the employees can put back a few once their day's through, but the tap's closed while they're working. I'm Jeannie Becker.
Summer's here! You know what that means.
It's time again to get together with friends. Say you'll be when the good times are here. Make a raise a cheer for your favorite beer. When good fun and good friends are near.
In Chum Sports, what a night down at Exhibition Stadium. The Chum Ordinary Superstars lost, and so did the Blue Jays. The White Sox broke their 7-game losing streak and gave the Jays another to add to their now a 5-game losing streak. Home runs for the White Sox by Morrison and Bell, and for the Jays, Roy Howell hit one out of the park. Baylor Moore was the losing pitcher. His record is now 2-3, and Steve Trout picked up the win. His record is now 6-4. One highlight for the Jays, just a super triple play in the eighth, and the Jays got 10 hits tonight and improved over some of the recent games. The final score, the Jays 5, the White Sox 8. The Jays' overall record now sits at 32-76. In other American League action, Texas down Cleveland 8-3 in the first of a doubleheader. Kansas City beat Detroit 5-3, and after 5.5 innings, Detroit leads Kansas City 3-2. We only have partial scores in for them the rest of the American League. Over in the National League, Montreal win their game over New York tonight 10-6. Chicago beat St. Louis 4-2, and again a doubleheader between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. In the first game, Pittsburgh won it 6-3, and after 5.5 innings, Pittsburgh is leading that game 5-0. And we have only partial scores in. We'll have all the finals in on the Chum Sports Line at 925-2211 as soon as we get them across the wire. In soccer action tonight, Dallas beat Tampa Bay 2-1, and in National Football League Exhibition League action, Miami beat New Orleans 14-7. A capacity crowd at Yankee Stadium paid tribute tonight to the memory of New York Yankees catcher Thurman Munson. His teammates, all wearing black armbands, lined the top steps of their dugout before their American League game with the Baltimore Orioles as Archbishop Terrence Cardinal Cook of New York offered a prayer for Munson. Catcher Jerry Nairon stayed in the dugout during the tribute, leaving Munson's spot behind a home plate empty. After the applause stopped, left fielder Lou Piniella, Munson's closest friend on the team, remained standing in silence for another minute or two, lost in thought. Munson was killed yesterday when his private jet crashed. He'll be buried in Canton, Ohio on Monday, and the entire Yankee team is expected to attend his funeral. And Yankee spokesman Jim Hall says Munson's number 15 is going to be retired.
Thurman joins Yankee greats Babe Ruth, number 3,
Lou Gehrig, number 4, Joe DiMaggio, number 5, Mickey Mantle, number 7, Yogi Berra, number 8, and Bill Dickey, Whitey Ford, number 16, and Casey Stengel, number 37, making his the 8th Yankee uniform to be retired.
Munson's locker will retain his number 15, but will never be used again as a Yankee tribute to a great baseball player. In golf, Ben Crenshaw says he'd give his eye teeth to win this PGA Championship. Today, Crenshaw moved a step closer to achieving that dream as he grabbed the midway lead at the Birmingham, Michigan event. Crenshaw fired a 3-under par 67 in the second round for a 36-hole total of 4-under par 136. Crenshaw, who is known as Gentle Ben on the tour, has often been a challenger in the major events, but he has yet to win one of the four big events. Says Crenshaw, quote, "I think this may be the time," unquote. David Gray, Rex Caldwell and Jay Haas are one stroke off the pace at 137. First round leader Tom Watson is two strokes back, along with Alan Tappy, Jerry Pate, and Bruce Litsky. Jack Nicklaus, who is seeking his 5th PGA title, is at 145. And Jim Nelford of British Columbia shot a 73 in the second round and is way back at 147. Torrential rain slowed down play today at the European Open Golf Championship, but it didn't seem to affect the performance of Nancy Lopez. She fired a 5-under par 69 to grab a three-stroke lead at the $100,000 event. She has a 36-hole total now of 137. That's 11 under par. It took Lopez more than 5 hours to cover the course in Sunningdale, England, and Lopez says it called it the longest day of golf. Little-known Joyce Kremetsky, who has never won a tourney in 10 years on the pro circuit, is next at 140, and Mardell Wilkins is at 141. Sandra Post is way back at 152. In racing, Al Unser shattered an 8-year-old lap record today in a practice session for Sunday's race for Indy-type cars at Watkins Glen, New York. Unser was clocked at more than 215 kilometers an hour. And the weather in detail is up next on Chum.
All that I feel, if only you could know. You are the sun.
People are beginning to realize the importance of family planning. And that's why, of all the birth control methods available, condoms are an effective, reliable means of preventing unwanted pregnancy, as well as a preventative in the transmission of venereal disease. And Julia Schmidt makes Canada's most popular brands, Chic and Ramsey's. They're available lubricated or non-lubricated, in different shapes and textures. And all Chic and Ramsey's condoms are electronically tested and sold only in drugstores. Julia Schmidt. Products you can depend on. Products for people who really care.
Toronto weather. It's going to be clear tonight with a low near 18, and the outlook for tomorrow is for a hot and humid day with a high near 30. And the outlook for Sunday is for a sunny day with a few cloudy periods, but Monday we're going to have some showers. So get out and enjoy it in the next couple of days. And right now, it's 23 degrees at Chum.